We flip back over to the local sports scene, and last night on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the Emory Spartans earned their fourth consecutive victory and third within the Region 15 division by topping the Grand Red Devils 81-70 at the Spartan Center. Following the victory, Kyson Stilson, who was named the Groggs Player of the Game, sat down to the broadcast booth to talk about the victory.
Kyson, congratulations on another region win.
Thanks, Jordan. This was a good one.
Yeah, it was a big one. There's no question about it. A biggest difference between the last three region games and the first two region games. Can you pinpoint anything?
I'd say shot the ball a lot better these last three games. But
yeah,
you got to credit our defense. And, I mean, even though we're putting up a lot of points, a lot of it is tough shots, shots with hand in the face, and second chance points, which we need to clean up. But, you know, good defense.
Tonight you guys give up 70 points, much improved from what happened on Friday night. You know, Coach Jeffs and I were talking, though, earlier today. I don't know that there was bad defense in that game Friday against North St. Pete. Both teams just had a lot of success on the offensive side of the ball.
It's hard to guard a kid who's banking in threes from the logo.
Yeah, what do you do, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't the case tonight. But let's talk about your game. Kyson, it was a physical game. I know right there at the end you took a shot to the dome right before the clock expired. But we've come to expect this with Grand. Every time Emory and Grand play, it's going to be a physical game. They like to muck it up a lot. I mean, that's what they're known for. And they have a big presence inside with Hop instead. And you have to throw in the Guerrero kid as well. This is a different basketball team than what you'll see opposed to any other six opponents in this region.
Oh, yeah, they're a different beast, but they're really good. They're really good at what they do. I respect Grand a lot, and can't wait to see him again in Grand.
What was the game plan coming into tonight? What was something that Coach Jeffs had talked to you guys about as far as the scouting report?
You know, something we always try to do is score more points than the other team.
It's simple, right?
you
can't lose if you score more points than the other team.
Yeah, true. No, we just wanted to keep a high tempo and play our game.
You guys managed to do that. It was a little sloppy in the get-go. There were 15 turnovers apiece at the break. That's 30
wow.
turnovers that we had it down for. You guys did settle down in the second half. Did Coach talk to you about that at the break?
Oh, yeah. He let us know that's not acceptable.
A lot of turnovers.
Yeah. We did pretty well responding.
I definitely think you guys did. Now you got to travel on the road Friday. I mean, that's a lengthy trip. You got to go to San Juan, and it's always been a difficult place to play. We've had some really good teams go down there and struggle. Have you guys even looked at San Juan yet?
You know, I've been checking out all the region teams throughout this year, and San Juan is just another solid team in our region. It's always a tough place to go down to San Juan, but we need another win, so we can't let another one go.
We have said multiple times, I believe, whoever wins this region will have at least two losses, maybe even three. If you guys run the table, you put yourself in a very good spot. Now you've kind of separated yourself from the bottom half of what's a very tough region. You're going to be mentioned in the upper echelon now with Richfield and South Sevier, who have both played great basketball. That's the importance of tonight's win, and I guess it's going to be the importance on Friday night as well. I mean, that's going to go a long way into helping you guys get to that ultimate goal.
Richfield and South Sevier play Friday, so I'm excited to see who wins that game. South Sevier actually just lost tonight to Manti. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we just have to play good ball. We especially have to beat those two teams down the road.
You sound like you're a little under the weather as well. You feel okay?
Oh, I feel great, Jordan.
Okay. You always feel good after a win, though, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, now I got to point this out. American Heritage, we got to go back a little ways for this. We got to go back to early December. You played a phenomenal game. The team almost scored 100 points. At the end of the game, I believe you had 38, if I remember right, 37, 38 points.
Something
and
like
I
that.
Said, well, you can't score 40? And you said, I'm going to score 40 for you. And then I said on air you were going to score 40, and you said, you can't do that to me. But you kept your word. You dropped 40 in North St. Pete. Talk to me about that game. I didn't get to speak to you after that one. So scoring 40 in a 32-minute game is unheard of. That's video game-type stuff right there.
I mean, just the game happened to come my way. I made a lot of shots. I played well. But it really helps when you have teammates, especially Brax, who can see the floor really well and who can set you up. And we're just unselfish, so.
Yeah, you also knocked down 7 3-point shots in that game. Tonight, I believe you hit 4, if I remember right. So you're something along the lines of like 11 of 15 or something like that over the last two games from downtown. Knowing that you knocked down 7 shots from deep against North St. Pete, do you come out in a game like this remembering that, or do you just try to stay, I guess, even for the course? I don't know, because you knocked down that many shots. For me, I would come out and heat check right off the bat. You didn't do that tonight.
Well, I mean, you got to ride the confidence that that game gave you, but, I mean, you just got to take what this game gives you, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, confidence has never been an issue for you, right? You're a gamer.
Not really, yeah.
You've been a gamer since you were a sophomore.
Yeah.
Well, Kyson, it is a school night, so I'm going to let you get, but a big victory tonight. Congratulations once again. You've scored 72 points now in two games. Let's keep it rolling on Friday night against San Juan, and we'll see you in Blanding.
Do my best. Thanks, Jordan.
Stilson and the Spartans will look to keep their winning ways intact when they return to the court Friday night with a road trip to Blanding to take on the San Juan Broncos. Live coverage will begin at 6:30 p.m. on KOAL, followed by tip-off at 7.